WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan flood victims wanting relief from the city council will have to wait longer.
The city council at the end of last night's meeting decided to hold a workshop next month. That's after hearing from 8 public speakers at the beginning of the meeting.
It has been almost 1 month since the proposed meeting, almost 2 months since the flood mitigation items were first mentioned by Councilman Sutherland, and almost 3 months since the last flood, and we still don't have any answers.
If any of you are driven in our neighborhood, you'll see a tremendous amount of white sandbags in my front yard, 468 to be exact.
There's a word that applies to this circumstances that I'm verbalizing here this evening. It's called passing the buck.
Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena want the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to 6 homes if they're not purchased by FEMA. And Sutherland and Al Sines propose to spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
34 Brazos County property owners who thought they made timely payments but did not because the statements were mailed to the old tax office will not get a refund on penalties and interest. County commissioners denied the group's request for reimbursement because they are not allowed to do so by state law.
Actually, within the statute, the payment to the former address, which was a correct address, had to be within a year. And that's the only point where these people really failed to meet the criteria where the governing body actually had the ability within the law to consider it.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe fears even more problems this coming year because the post office won't be forwarding payments addressed to the old tax office.
Please, I'm begging you, pay attention to the address that it needs to be mailed to and make sure it's timely and it has adequate postage.
Rowe says this has been an issue in all Brazos County taxing jurisdictions. For the third time, members of the board overseeing the Brazos Central Appraisal District will be asking city councils and school boards in the Twin Cities permission to build its own offices. That's after the county commission unanimously agreed to sell land next to the new tax office. BCAD submitted the only bid at $300,000. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says a new building became more important after an increase of appraisal appeals of more than 30% this year and a priority of separating the public from employees.
We've taken a look at a couple other relatively new appraisal districts and we're just gathering ideas on how they've done that, how they've been able to control the flow of people. And there's some good examples out there and we'll take a look at them.
The county did not give BCAT a deadline to collect the necessary approvals from the other jurisdictions. Tonight, you are invited to see and offer comments about a Bryan Committee's recommendations for the next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreation projects. Yesterday, the city council got a snapshot from consultants. Wendy Chabay says 18 recommendations from a community committee for outdoor parks and recreation projects includes green space and playgrounds.
The non-motorized walking trails were one of the high priorities that we saw throughout the entire plan, and you'll recognize that in a couple of different chapters, but it was the number one ranking throughout the project for the parks.
Chabay says the committee's 10 priorities for the new comprehensive plan involves Blinn College and workforce training. Today's open house is at the Brazos Center from 5 until 8. College Station police are looking for suspects in 2 rounds of damaging cars in the area of Dartmouth and Holloman. 13 reports of flat tires were taken Monday from the lofts at Wolfpin Creek. According to the report, each vehicle parked in the parking garage had one flat tire punctured by a knife or similar tool. Between Saturday night and Sunday morning, 4 vehicles parked on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. Anyone with information about either case is asked to contact CSPD. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico continues to move across our part of the state. We stay cloudy today. There'll be some sporadic showers, maybe a passing thunderstorm later today, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower or isolated storm. Overnight, lows 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for showers and storms. We're up to 85 to 90. Partial sun develops Friday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report as always. Texas Rangers take down the Athletics and are one game away from the sweep. And Jose Altuve secures his 1,000th hit in the loss to the Cardinals. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so I don't think it happened here, but when you have a holdup, doesn't that normally happen pretty quickly? I mean, it's not like it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, you would think so.
In Scotland, a guy threatened workers at a bank with what turned out to be a can of deodorant in a bag. I don't know. When the teller refused to give any cash to the man, okay, lays his head down on the counter and fell asleep.
Well, you know, is fell asleep another word for pass out?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be
influence. Because otherwise,
it's an interesting strategy. I'd like to see how this turns out.
Because my thought is, you know, robbing a bank is not something you do every day.
It's exhausting.
So, well, I would think your adrenaline would probably be flowing as you're going in. Your heart would be racing. You know, when adrenaline is pumping, falling asleep usually doesn't happen.
No.
But I'm just saying. Anyway.
Maybe he was just angry and needed a nap.
Says police woke him up and took him to jail.
I will say I hear more stories lately, I feel like, around here or you know, from Scotland, where the tellers they just say no. I'm not giving you any money. And I'm thinking that is bold.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that's a stick of deodorant.
Yeah, well, and in this particular case, you're right. And I think, you know, we don't know what the logistical situation is in the bank, but quite often now they're a little bit more protected. Certainly there are tons of cameras there.
Right.
Maybe a security guard asleep in the corner, but
convenience stores and stuff. Well, I just hear more and more of, and they refuse to give them any money, so they left.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Give me all your money. No,
that's how that works.
Yeah, they reach under, find a baseball bat. The person says, "Oh, yeah, you know, this really wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and leave now. I've probably got other things I can be doing with my life than this."
Tough cashiers out there, man.
That bat is way more dangerous than my deodorant.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this has happened yet, but this is one instance. A Michigan couple suing the makers of Pokemon Go.
Uh-oh.
Follow the money for turning their previously quiet cul-de-sac into a nightmare.
Oh.
People blocking the driveway, trespassing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was something like that maybe last week or earlier this week or something. Somebody it was like their farm or something. They were, I think, taking things to the courts because of it.
And pretty interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. We'll get a precedent set there. But once again, all lawyers need is a new field to plow, right? Hey, that looks like a money farm over there.
A Pokemon precedent.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Say, if you're being inconvenienced by Pokemon Go hunters, come to me.
What is that going to be referred to? Like Pikachu versus Squirtle?
Yeah.
If you got Pokemon people on your property, we'll catch them all.
The next generation of lawyers. Oh, we can we can use Pokemon versus Squirtle to fight this.
Perfect.
Oh.
You're drunk. You've only been here for 2 hours. How many have you had?
About 5 drinks. What's the big deal?
Binge drinking. Having more than 5 drinks in 2 hours is binge drinking.
Reality check. Frequent binge drinking can lead to adverse effects on the body and dramatically raises the chances for alcoholism. If you have 5 drinks within a 2-hour time period, you are binge drinking. For more information, call 1-866-448-1699.
Good morning, about 6:15. The Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 17th of August. It is day 230. Got 136 of them to go. It's Black Cat Appreciation Day.
All right.
You know, cool.
I guess. That's, yeah. You know, I don't know. Some people like
my cat is black and white. That's the only reason I'm all about it.
I'm trying to figure out
why. I like black cats.
Why? Let me see if I can find out. Why August the 16th, 17th should be Black Cat Appreciation Day?
Because I would
think
more something a little closer to Halloween. Yeah,
October.
One man got the idea to honor black cats and highlight their plight. At the as the last to be adopted in many shelters by designating Wednesday, August the 17th as Black Cat Appreciation Day, thanks to the successful social networking efforts over the summer, the online event and its offshoots have made the day a big success. So,
all right,
there you go.
Good got for
that,
them.
Got that happening. So good for them. It's National Thrift Shop Day.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Song about that.
Some people do that, and you know, there's a. If you ever see garage sales and thrift, I mean, just there's a lot of clothes there.
Yeah, it's a style.
Which, again, makes sense. If you've got kiddos that are growing, I could see you'd want to do that.
Sure.
Because if they grow out of the, you know, you spend a lot of money on
you can
that
get a whole
stuff.
Wardrobe for like $10.
That's right. So that works. Well, and the other thing is, you know, now it's okay to kind of dress retro.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that works. And. You know, it's interesting. There's I was talking to some folks who own a retro store, and it's almost like in between, like now, clothes that are a little bit out of style are the least expensive.
Okay? Yeah.
Because they're out of style. If you go too far back, they start getting expensive again.
Right. Yeah. Vintage is like, like you said, it's more expensive.
So,
and a lot of those thrift shops, too, also benefit a cause or an organization.
That's
kind of nice, too.
Good point. That's exactly right. They do that. And so anyway, if you want to celebrate that. And then today's Cupcake Day.
Nice.
Now, Chelsea, help me out here.
Yep, okay.
Because you're the youngest of the crew. About... I don't know, was it 5 years ago that cupcakes started getting popular again?
Yeah, maybe even a little bit further back, because I went to a wedding, I guess it was about 4 or 5 years ago, where the bride did cupcakes instead of a traditional cake.
And here's a perfect situation. So it was not a casual wedding. You're dressed up, right?
Yeah, we were dressed up. Okay. I mean, it was in a barn, but it was in like a nice barn.
Yeah. I get, you know what I mean.
No, it was nice. I was not in, you know, flip flops. I was in a dress and heels and
but
stuff.
But I get the idea, you know, that it makes sense. That's a practical situation, because if you have the cake and then you've got it left over, what are you going to do with it? Well, with cupcakes, you can do that.
Right. And then the great thing is they had little to-go containers.
Oh.
So you could even, like, bring one home with you.
Okay. Now, see, all right. Now, eating it at home, because here's the deal. I'm thinking of a cupcake that's about the size of a softball, all right?
Yeah,
okay,
you're talking about one of those...
The big ones.
Yeah, right. The gourmet
the
ones.
The nice ones.
Yeah.
What is the proper way in public to eat that?
Oh, you
How
don't.
Do you go there?
You don't eat it in public.
Yeah. And, I mean, I guess it could be laughing and fun, because we've all got, you know, we've all got stuff on our nose
icing
now.
Icing on your nose,
did that.
Yeah.
But
you almost
just
have to have a fork.
Well, right.
Yeah.
At least. And
you
I mean,
kind of tip it on its side
and
then get
a plate,
and get a little
right?
piece of, the icing and the cake.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
cause,
tough.
Because I know, and they've, again, since they're gourmet, they really are, you know, really nice. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, there's like one kind. It was like chocolate.
Right.
That's pretty much it. And then they're small enough, and then you can just kind of glom it into your mouth. All right, but it seems like in a social situation, exactly what you're talking about, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to eat while you're trying to impress somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in a bowl and mash it all up together
and
eat it with a fork.
If everybody would do it that way. And maybe you need to post rules for eating big cupcakes.
All right.
Let's work on that and see if we can come up with it. In the meantime, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. There wasn't a whole lot, but there's some good ones here. Robert De Niro.
Hey.
73 today.
All
pretty
right.
Cool.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me? Sean Penn is 56 today.
Man, I hate his politics.
Yeah.
But he's a pretty good actor.
He is a good actor and a good director.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
You know,
politics.
And looking back, now, Dead Man Walking was one of the best movies I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because you take something that is very controversial, controversial, and I think it was a very balanced movie. I think the presentation was pretty good.
But very cool.
Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg. Kid on the Block.
Yeah.
And then he went on to make some movies, and he's actually not too bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Is he the one in Blue Bloods?
No, that's his brother.
That's the other Wahlberg.
Yeah.
The Mark Wahlberg one.
Yeah.
And actually, Mark Wahlberg came along in films as well.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Now, but they've got a They've got a like a burger joint. They've got
the Wahlburger.
Yeah. Right. They've got a reality show.
No,
thing
Donnie
going
Wahlberg
on.
Is in Blue Bloods.
Oh, is it Donnie
yeah.
the one?
Is that?
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
He's the
okay.
detective.
Okay, yeah. Yep. All right. Well,
he's 47 today.
Okay.
Oh, Marky Mark, right? That's
Marky Mark.
Right.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Gilby Clark is 54. That's Guns N' Roses rhythm guitarist who replaced Izzy Stradlin.
Oh, Stradlin. Of course. How yeah. silly of me.
Susan Hawke is 55. Now I'm telling you, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot. So all there's right. a couple of these. Susan Hawke, 55. Apparently, she's the trucker who gave the legendary snake rat speech on the first season of Survivor.
Oh, well, sure. Now that you say that, yeah, I could probably YouTube that if I wanted to.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure.
It's probably out there.
Sure, the
yeah.
fans dig that one.
Yeah.
Belinda Carlisle is 58
oh,
from
goodness.
The Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heaven is a place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Hilton is 61.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. That's Paris Hilton's dad, of course.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. The Mr.
The
Rick Hilton.
The Hilton.
Yeah.
Kevin Rowland is 63 from Dexy's Midnight Runners, if you remember that Come On Eileen
all right.
song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and I don't usually do people who've already passed away, usually, but I wouldn't be a good Texan if I didn't tell you it wasn't Davy Crockett's birthday today.
Very
oh,
cool.
is that right?
That's
okay.
right.
A couple of other people out of the world of, well, Larry Ellison from Oracle, who's like the third richest man in America. He's 72
oh.
today. John Gruden, NFL commentator and
oh,
did
nice.
A little coaching thing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's 83. And Christian Laettner. There's a thing called 30 for 30, which are films on
yeah.
ESPN, and most all of them are good. And the one that's called I Hate Christian Laettner, it's really good. It really, really is. He was a star
was
at
he?
Duke.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And that, yeah, see, and it's he was annoying, okay? He was really, really annoying.
Oh.
And
but was he good?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
obviously.
The thing. Is,
I mean.
Is when you're good
you
and annoying, that makes
it, makes it
really
it worse.
Difficult. and he now he can sit back. I think he's fairly successful and just kind of laugh at the whole thing. But
right.
it doesn't tell the heart-wrenching kind of stories that 30 for 30 does, so it's a little
right.
bit different from
it's
that standpoint.
One. That's
but
cool.
He's just kind of sit back saying, hey, everything's cool. And then Jim Courier, who's a tennis player, 46.
Oh, okay.
There you go, 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So at a Clinton rally in Scranton, PA earlier this week, crazy Uncle Joe Biden had the audacity to claim that Donald Trump cannot be trusted with the nuclear codes. He told the audience, he's not qualified to know the code. He cannot be trusted. Well, maybe Biden forgot that it was Hillary's own husband who actually lost the nuclear codes when he was caught up in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And by the way, does a friend of an unrepentant terrorist, domestic terrorist like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and a guy that went to the church of GD America, why did you trust him with the codes? I don't trust him more than Donald Trump or anybody else.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I can't believe the summer is flying by. It really is August. And if you're like me, you're trying to have as much fun with your family as possible before the summer's over. Well, some of the things that bring my family together and get them off their smartphones, iPhones, iPads, and all their gadgets, a game. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, it's fast-paced, it's fun, it's hilarious, and it's a game the entire family will love. You start playing, everyone's going to put down their gadgets and gather around the table, and you'll create memories together. Everybody will be laughing. It's a miracle. The next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter. No other game will bring the family together like Wits and Wagers Party Game, and the best part is anybody, any age can win. So get the game that we love to play at the Hannity household. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Right now, it's on sale at Target, $5 off. It's a huge hit. Wits and Wagers Party Game. It's the best game you've ever played. On sale now, $5 off at Target. Remember the name, Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@brianbroadcasting.com to reserve your space space today.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Univision Communications has won a court-administered auction for Gawker Media Group, outbidding Ziff Davis for control of the digital media pioneer that was forced into bankruptcy by a costly legal battle with former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. The Spanish-language broadcaster will pay $135 million for Gawker. Viacom and Sumner Redstone's National Amusements Incorporated are back in talks toward a settlement that would end their litigation, reshape the company's board, and lead to the exit of Viacom Chairman Philippe Dauman. A settlement would end a bruising legal battle between National Amusements, the holding company through which Redstone controls Viacom and CBS, and Viacom's management board. Struggling bookseller Barnes & Noble says its CEO is departing after just a year in office. The board said it was in the best interest of all parties for him to step down. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. Crude oil trading at $46.20 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, called Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Moderate temperatures again today. About 84 will be our high temperature. Lots of clouds out there. Some storms could produce some showers today. About a 60% chance of rain happening. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, back up to 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow. It's 40% on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temperatures warm up a little bit, but we still probably won't hit 90 until Saturday or so. And low temperatures tonight will probably be in the 70s as well. Right now, we have overcast skies, winds out of the east at 6, and it's 76. As far as the rain activity, just starting to move in off the coast, Freeport, Angleton. They're getting pretty heavy rains, and it's going to be drifting up into the Houston area probably in the next 30 minutes or so. As far as in our area, really nothing down around Brenham. Those folks still continuing to get some shower activity, and that's really about all. Everything else is pretty light out there. And again, we've got 76 degrees.
Is it better to buy a home or rent? Buy a car or lease, mutual funds or stocks? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Some common financial questions may seem complicated, but the answer is actually simple. For instance, should you buy or lease a car?
Most people are much better off buying because, among other things, it's a lot more straightforward.
Jack Otter, author of the book, Worth It, Not Worth It.
When you buy a car, you know exactly what the sticker price is. You know what you're getting, and at the end of it, you own the car. With leasing, it's a lot tougher to tell exactly how much you're paying, what is interest. And then finally, it all depends on how many miles you drive. So leases, for the most part, assume you're driving 10 to 15,000 miles a year. If you drive far more than that, you might get hit with a very steep penalty for those extra miles.
Should you buy individual stocks or mutual funds?
Academics have actually looked at it and shown that picking stocks is really a loser's game, even for the professionals. So the idea that you, with a full-time job, can keep up with the stock market and actually beat the pros at their own game, it's a real long shot. You're much better off owning cheap mutual funds.
And while owning a home is part of the American dream, renting is still a better option for some.
Especially a young person who might benefit from the flexibility of renting. You could get a job offer halfway around the country, and if you rent, no problem. If you own, you've got a tough decision there. So there's a lot of reasons why I suggest people don't rush into buying unless you're really settled down.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. In a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first regular meeting in more than a month included more debate about future efforts to reduce flooding.
8 of the 10 public speakers led off with repeated calls for council action.
It's not FEMA's responsibility. They might be able to help you a little bit, but it is the city of Bryan's responsibility.
In 1992, FEMA areas of special flood hazard were identified in a scientific and engineering report called the Flood Insurance Study for Brazos County, Texas, and Incorporated Areas. Here we are 24 years later, and we're still at the same place. We're doing studies. We're giving lip service. Can we count on more diligence and urgency now?
You know, we might wake up next week and have to swim out of here. I don't want that.
90 minutes later, the council decided to hold a workshop next month on two proposals. One for Mike Sutherland and Al Sines would spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Their ideas range from cleaning out and widening creeks to building detention ponds to adding storm sewers. This would impact Upper and Middle Carters Creek, Upper Burton Creek, Upper Still Creek, Lower Briar Creek, and localized flooding in the Oaks subdivision. The second proposal from Sutherland and Rafael Pena calls for the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to six homes that have been through repeated floods that FEMA does not buy, whether or not those homes have flood insurance. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Commissioners have approved a conditional sale of land next to the new tax office to the Brazos Central Appraisal District.
The contract will be subject to the approval of the taxing jurisdictions.
Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says BCAD does not have a deadline to get the approval of the College Station and Bryan School Boards and City Councils. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says there is an increasing safety concern to separate employees from the public.
We had about 8,000 protests this year, which was up about 33-34% from what we've had in the past. And we just anticipate that to be growing in the future. As the county grows, we're going to need additional space for hearing rooms and things like that.
County commissioners offered no comments before their unanimous vote. That followed an executive session that was interrupted twice by county officials meeting with BCAD representatives to negotiate the agreement. That includes the county agreeing to sell BCAD more land above the original offer.
We could put our employee parking and employee entrance in the back of the building, and that would free up more parking out in front of the building.
BCAD submitted a $300,000 bid, the minimum sought by the county. The appraisal district was the only bidder. Brazos County commissioners tell 34 property owners who did not mail their payments to the new tax office that they cannot refund penalties and interest for making what turned out to be late payments. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the property owners missed the grace period where state law allows a reimbursement.
What we've seen is a lot of people pay through their bank, their personal bank, and they have that saved, that address. That's really dangerous for these people because now that forwarding order is expired after a year. And so it's no longer being forwarded. And the way the law is written, it has to be mailed to the correct address within time with correct postage, or it doesn't qualify.
Rowe anticipates more problems from taxpayers who don't use the correct address.
A lot of folks that mailed it to the wrong place in January, but it was forwarded, may now get caught by this.
The total of the refunds that were denied were more than $3,000. By individual, they ranged from $2.70 to $718. Criminal mischief returns to College Station. The first reports to police was last weekend when four vehicles on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. The damage happened between Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8. Then on Monday, CSPD responded to the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth for 13 reports of vehicles with flattened tires. According to the report, the vehicles were parked in the parking garage and they all had one flat tire punctured with a knife or similar tool. There are no suspects at this time in either case. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. On the eve of an open house, consultants hired for the City of Bryan's next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreations projects addressed the City Council. Dan Sefko says the community committee, nicknamed CPAC, formulated 10 priorities for the comprehensive plan. Among them is how to replace manufactured homes.
Of course, the ones that are there can continue to exist. There's a state law provision that you have to allow for a one-time upgrade to a newer unit. But as time goes on, we believe there's a better way to manage those manufactured homes and identify those areas which they might be more appropriate.
Wendy Chabay says the committee named hike and bike trails the first of 18 priorities for outdoor parks.
Sports fields was something that CPAC felt was very important from an economic standpoint and driver to the city.
Details of all the recommendations developed over the last 10 months can be seen today from 5 until 8 at the Brazos Center. Next month, the proposals go before the Planning and Zoning Commission and Parks and Recreation Board. Final action by the City Council is scheduled in October. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 642. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do concrete urethane raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture continues to flow into the region, so more cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers around. There may be a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures today near 85. Showers start to diminish tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. More clouds than sun tomorrow. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs will be 85 to 90. Storms end tomorrow night. Lows 75. Partly sunny on Friday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report. The Texas Rangers take down the Athletics while the Astros lose to the Cardinals. And in the NFL, one linebacker refuses to cooperate with the NFL's performance-enhancing drug investigation. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there you go. Education Commissioner Mike Morath from Texas yesterday outlined plans to crack down harder on chronically low-performing schools, saying he wants to cut that number in half in the next 5 years.
Wow.
Okay, good luck with that.
Ooh, big goals.
Good luck with that. And you know, there. First of all, we got the whole standardized testing thing. We're not sure that that's right in the way that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
How should we measure that? We keep paying more and more to educate our children, and they're not ready for college.
Yeah.
And so that causes a problem. When you've got the colleges yelling at the school system, secondary school system, then that's not good. Secondary school system saying, well, you're not making good teachers, so they're yelling at the colleges, and in the meantime, they're just asking us to shut up and pay our taxes.
Yeah.
It's all one big vicious cycle.
Well, it is. And standardized tests are like many things where, you know, the intentions are good, but all in all, what you're really doing is just bringing the education level down to the lowest common denominator.
Which is sad, you know. Back in the day, back when I went to school, we had like, if you're in second grade, you were 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. Mm. Okay, 2A was the highest performers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then came 2B, then came 2C. And you knew where you were.
Right.
You knew where you were.
Yeah.
And that was almost...
There wasn't this coddling.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was a B, so that's okay. I was all right with that. The thing is, the A's got some other opportunities, mm-hmm. almost like, you know, what we have here in advanced placement and,
right.
and,
well,
and
when
gifted
I was,
and talented.
And when I was in, yeah, when I was in elementary school, it was GT. It was the gifted and talented mm-hmm. group, and we got to do some different things or extra things that other students
okay.
didn't.
Okay, see, but why should you be able to do that? That's not right and fair.
Right.
But see, I wasn't in an AP class, like an advanced placement class,
yeah.
but I was probably, you know... Not to toot my own horn here, but I was probably one of the more intelligent kids in the regular classes.
Yeah.
I just know that because I turned my stuff in first and got higher grades.
Sure, you could but, rock that way. Yeah,
yeah, but we'd have to stop what we were doing, what we were learning to start learning, because they would teach us the test. They would teach us the standardized test, you know, and it was a waste of time when we could have been learning other things that were important.
The thing that's also frustrating is even if they came up with a solution, it's going to take 10 years to get it through the system. It's a tennis ball going through the snake, you know?
That's the thing is, the stuff I remember wasn't the stuff that they were, like you said, Brad, drilling into your head, trying to get you just to pass the test. Mm-hmm. It was the more creative, fun opportunities that's the stuff you remember because you were having a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And you might end up finding a career in the midst of all that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, but take that, and then we've gotten to the point somehow, somewhere, we've gotten this distorted view that our presidential candidates are now trying to roll out their plans for free college.
As summer winds down, students are getting closer to heading back to colleges and universities, and they're looking at ever higher tuition. Hillary Clinton has outlined a plan to deal with that. She wants to make public college tuition free for most U.S. citizens for families that make up to $125,000 a year. Campaign aides say the plan would need $500 billion in federal spending over the next decade.
What?
Where does that come from?
What? $500 billion?
Decade, Hillary Clinton herself has said that she would foot this bill by raising taxes on the rich.
Yeah.
But experts say that would really only cover a fraction of that $500 billion cost.
Exactly.
Meantime, GOP rival Donald Trump says federal student loans are the culprit when it comes to ever-rising college costs. Mr. Trump is looking to unveil his college tuition plan in September for helping student borrowers.
All right. When they decided to federalize student loans, that was the first problem.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to pay that back.
No.
And it's the same thing as an insurance policy then. There is no value to your college education if it's being given to you.
Right.
Just like the rest of your public school education. I mean, a degree is obviously incredibly important, and education is more important than that, but if you just add more years to it, that's all you're doing. It's still public school.
And I don't know, you know, A&M's wonderful, great for our economy, great to have. But you know, a big school may not be the right thing for everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And public colleges and universities don't necessarily fill the gap that might need to be filled. I got to believe that a private school where, again, they can sit down with you and talk.
Yep.
Look, I don't know how many counselors they have over at A&M, but they don't have enough.
One of the departments I worked in, you know, there were five or six advisors, academic advisors, and their days were booked full every single day, and they still couldn't see all of their students.
Well, and I think back in the secondary level, you need to have more college prep opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
For a kid to understand, oh, look, here's some IBS college in rural West Virginia that might be someplace you'd really like to go.
Well, I was, you know, an example of that. I, you know, had my heart set on a big school like Texas A&M from the very beginning. I decided to go the athletic route and play volleyball for 2 years at a very small junior college.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
See?
And I had no idea that that's something that I would have enjoyed.
Yeah. What about those skill-based jobs types?
Yep.
Type institutions? Institutions. Those are important too.
And these, you know, and these schools do a fine job of getting kids who come from towns smaller than the enrollment at A&M
exactly.
is. I mean, they do a really good job of that, and a lot of schools are trying to do that. But maybe you do want to go to Northwestern Montana because it's similar to the size of the high school you went to.
Yeah.
And it's It's wherever you flourish. I mean, that's what's important.
And it also, the biggest lie here is free tuition.
Yeah,
quote,
yeah,
unquote,
yeah.
Free. It's not. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Nope.
That's the way it is. It's going to cost us all a lot more.
And we got so wound up, we didn't even have time to play. If we have time next hour, we will play Tim Kaine playing the harmonica at a bar yesterday. Now, that's the kind of vice presidential candidate that you need. I mean, he walks in there playing Wagon Wheel, the song by Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hops up on stage and starts doing the harmonica thing.
Nice.
So,
you're
going to
get somebody say Old Crow Medicine Show instead of Darius Rucker.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then...
Well, that went well. All right, let me try that again, okay? Here we go.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good times in the garden are made even better when they're shared with birds and butterflies and other friendly guests. Looking into the fall, you can almost see them heading back into your garden. All you have to do is give them a wing up, and you'll be surrounded by fluttering friends from all over. I'll be back with details of how to attract wildlife to your garden right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. If you're trying to attract birds and butterflies to your landscape, start with food. Birds are attracted to seed. Buy or build feeders early so the birds will notice them as they migrate back in for the winter. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work best, at least in our landscape, and they'll attract almost all songbirds and other seed eaters. Even seeds that are dropped will be claimed by ground-feeding doves and others, so little of the sunflower seed will go to waste. Very few of the seeds will germinate in your beds, and those few that do can easily be hoed away. You'll see a lot more bird activity if you scatter several feeders about in your garden. Place them out away from windows so the birds won't get hurt as they fly to their food. Elevate them to keep them away from neighborhood cats. Hang them from pulleys suspended by cables so you can raise and lower the feeders as needed. That'll keep them away from squirrels. Birds also love water. Give them fresh water and put it out where they'll feel safe splashing about. Change it every couple of days to keep mosquitoes from breeding in it. Hummingbirds are in a class like no other. They're migratory with peak flights in spring and fall. However, you'll find them in your garden almost any evening, even in the summertime, circling around plants like lantanas, salvias, and trumpet vines. Hummingbirds go for trumpet-shaped flowers. You can, of course, attract and keep hummingbirds with feeders filled with sugar water. Tie a colorful faux flower near each feeder's mouth and keep it filled with fresh sugar water solution. Leave the feeders up until frost. Recent writings by noted birding authorities tell us that we don't have to worry about keeping hummingbirds in town too long before the winter. They'll migrate when they're ready. Meanwhile, you've gotten to enjoy one of Earth's most delightful little treasures. No bird so captures our imagination. Invest in a good bird identification book and mark the dates. When you see each species, you'll be amazed at how many you'll see over the course of a year. Butterflies are just as much fun, although their season winds down with the fall migration of the monarchs. You really want to make an art and a science of butterflies. You want to find the plants that they like to feed on. You want to find the plants to which they're attracted for pollination. Visit one of Texas' fine nature centers. There's a lot of great information on birding online, also on butterfly gardening. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Turfgrass losing the battle. I'll have solutions in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places at 6:55. The Aggie football season is right on the horizon, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football kicked off 2 days earlier this week. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if this fall's depth chart is starting to take shape.
We won't name any starters until next week. I think we're going to have a preliminary two deep probably a week from today. Everything else is still just evaluation at this point. Today was really our first two-a-day practice, and then a couple Wednesday and kind of a mini scrimmage Wednesday night, which will give us another live evaluation, and then another big scrimmage next Saturday.
Coach was also asked about the progress of his defense.
You know, it's kind of hard to tell right now where our defense is. The defense should be ahead of the offense right now because they've got older players and they don't have nearly the assignment deals that they have. So, you know, we've got to get looking for really 10 guys that can really gel in a two deep. That's part of that evaluation process we're talking about.
Coach and the guys are back at it again today. Of course, it's only about 2.5 weeks until they kick off against UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
bases are loaded. Zepchinski's pitch hit him. It hits Odor in the shoulder, and the ball game is over. The Rangers rally in the bottom of the 10th.
The Texas Rangers scored 3 runs in the 10th inning with Rougned Odor hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force home the winning run in last night's 5-4 decision over Oakland. Texas looks for the sweep against the Athletics tonight in Arlington at 7:05. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, leadoff hitter Shin-Soo Chu will have surgery on his broken wrist and forearm after he was hit by a pitch on Monday. The Rangers say Chu will have a plate inserted near the break. The team has recalled Ryan Rua from AAA Round Rock. In Houston,
here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. He got him for a Redbird winner. A breaking ball down and in strikes out Marwin Gonzalez. Zone 1-0 strikes out the side, and this ball game has come to an end.
Dallas Keuchel was roughed up by the St. Louis Cardinals, who beat the Astros 8-5 last night. Keuchel allowed 6 of the Cardinals' runs over 5 innings. One bright note for the Astros, Jose Altuve singled in the 9th inning for his 1,000th career hit. The Astros look to avoid the 2-game sweep today at Minute Maid Park in Houston. First pitch is at 1:10 p.m. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue are finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this coming year. Jerry Jones says it's quite an honor.
It's humbling. It's really humbling. Still, when I look at the people that were under consideration, how deserved they are, and so it's mind-boggling to me.
The Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls over 4 seasons in the 1990s after Jones bought the team in 1989. Also in the NFL, Steelers linebacker James Harrison says he won't cooperate with the NFL as it investigates a report that he and some other linebackers in the league use performance-enhancing drugs. The NFL Senior Vice President of Labor Policy and League Affairs sent a letter Monday to the NFL Players Association detailing a plan to indefinitely suspend Harrison, Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers of the Packers and free agent Mike Neal if they don't speak with the league by August 25th. Harrison says he won't answer questions just because of a report, adding that he is prepared to take the situation as far as Tom Brady did. And in Rio, Carrie Walsh Jennings could still end up with a fourth medal in Olympic beach volleyball, but if she does, it'll have to be a bronze, not gold, like the other three she earned in what had been an unblemished record at the Summer Games. Walsh Jennings and partner April Ross were beaten by Brazil's reigning world champions, who beat the Americans in straight sets on Tuesday night to advance to a gold medal matchup with Germany. Also in Rio, Texas gymnast Simone Biles claimed her fourth gold medal of the Olympics, winning yesterday's floor exercise with a show-stopping performance. Teammate Allie Raceman won silver in the event. In all, Biles won five medals, including gold in the all-around and the team competition. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Cole Barker.